Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and Riley are going to be talking about our minute of fame on social media with the bat flip video heard around the world. I mean, I cannot do this podcast with Yogi walking around.
Let's do something about it. Put her upstairs.
Yogi, you're good.
She's about to go.
Go.
She's about to
go. What was that? So I go, what's up? Okay, just ignore her. Anyways, should I start over? Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about me and Riley's minute of fame on social media, our claim to fame, the bat flip video. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have to do this because it was 5 years ago and people still post it, and I still have to answer for why we're pitching from one garage into another.
We're basically just going to answer all the questions everyone's asked so far.
Just to clear
the question number one.
Air.
Is it a real ball?
No. God, no. And if you knew anything about baseball or softball or just sports, I think you would know pretty early on that that is not a real ball.
I feel like you need to put the video here.
Yeah.
Show the video.
I will. it's a foam ball. It's a Jugs light flight ball. I'm pretty sure they're used for machines.
Yeah. How heavy are we talking here? Just to give the viewers, the fans.
It is so light. Maybe a couple ounces, not even.
I feel like
maybe an ounce.
It's literally lighter than the foam that you use in flower arrangements. You know, everyone knows that green foam, whatever. It's like that, but in ball form.
But even lighter.
Yeah.
So foam ball. Not going to hurt the garage door. I promise you the garage door is fine. The next question. Are we launching balls into the neighborhood?
Technically, yes.
Because they're foam.
But only if you actually make contact. I don't think people realize how hard it is to make contact. Because they only see the two or three swings where they're I'm striking you out or you're getting a hit. And they don't see all the footage of the swings and misses and the ball just going all over the place.
And when we do make contact, very rarely is it like that of the bat flip video. Yeah. It's usually literally just a rollover somewhere.
And even, let's talk about your hit for a second in the bat flip video.
My hit went where past did it the
end
street.
Up? Where did that one end up?
Past the street.
No, it didn't. It ended up over the other side of the house, foul. It would have been foul.
Okay. Yours would have been foul.
Not a chance.
Go read the comments from yours and go read the comments from mine.
So the comments now have validity?
Now they do. Validity.
Validity.
My ball was absolutely fair.
Okay.
I mean, guess you could say it kind of caught some wind and then leave a comment, came chat. Down.
Leave a comment.
Anyways, no, we're not launching balls into our neighbors' windows. Next question. Not our neighbors.
Not our neighbors. Not
this
our
is,
house.
This is, yeah, not our house. This is the funniest part to me is I've read so many comments and people are like, wow, must be nice. They're so rich, throwing from one garage to another. And then people will reply and be like, yeah, he plays for the Oakland A's. They're obviously doing well.
We actually were living in my parents' house above the garage.
Yeah, this is 2020.
Freshly
COVID.
Married.
I'm about to get cut and literally
extremely poor.
2 weeks. Actually, no. I got cut a couple days before that video. Yeah. And not my house. Not in the big leagues with the Oakland A's.
Not our neighbors.
Hit 170 in single A. Not our neighbors. But no, it's a nice house. It's Riley's parents' old home, and it was beautiful. And yes, it was one small garage throwing in towards the main garage. But yeah, I just thought it was funny that everybody was like, yeah, he plays in the big leagues. Their house.
Oh, they're so rich. They're pitching from a garage to another garage.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
We were just mooching off my parents.
Yeah, we were not rich. Still aren't. We do have our own house now.
We do. We've come a long way.
We're filming
since
this
2020
on your great grandmother's
great great great
great great great grandmother's refurbished kitchen table.
Yep.
And it's small. It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So relatable. We're filming this at 2 a.m. because we just put our oldest daughter to sleep.
2 o'clock in the morning.
We went from bat flipping and being famous on social media to staying up until 1:30, putting our daughters to sleep.
Yeah, life comes at you quick.
Seriously.
Next question. Let's talk about the pitch that I threw you.
Okay.
Because I get fair. Constant backlash, and you know, this is another thing. People are like hating on me.
Well, no, hold on. Let's talk about your pitch first. So in softball, there's a pitch called a backdoor curve. So a regular curve is going to move arm side to glove side in softball. And this is unlike throw baseball, you all
for a loop. Like baseball people, this is
unlike throw you, like, baseball. Curves move laterally, so they don't move down. They usually only move up if they have any kind of vertical move. It's almost always arm side to glove side. A backdoor curve for a righty is one that starts at a right-handed hitter, so the arm side off the plate inside. So as a right-handed hitter, it looks like it's coming
which we would call a front hip curveball, right, or a front hip slider in baseball.
But we call it a backdoor curve whether it's a righty or lefty hitting. So for you lefty, I threw you a backdoor curve.
Right.
So it starts on my arm side in the batter's box.
Which for me being a lefty hitter, backdoor makes sense. I don't see how to a righty.
It's a backdoor regardless because of the nature of where it starts. Why? Just bear with me. Anyways. So I threw you a backdoor curve. So it started in the right-handed batter's box. So people don't give you enough credit because the camera angle is not all that great. But like that pitch looks like it's going to be like 3 or 4 balls outside.
Yeah.
And the thing with foam ball, people don't, I mean, you can see it a little bit, but from the hitter's perspective, the ball feels like it's moving so much more.
Yeah, that ball probably had at least a foot of horizontal break, probably more.
Yeah. And probably a little bit of float, like a little bit of up to it.
Because like the camera angle we film at is angled. Had we had the video directly behind us,
yeah,
both of our pitches probably would have looked a lot better and we probably would have got a lot less hate for it.
Exactly.
But anyways, yeah, so your
pitch.
So props
pitch, to you. I'll give you props for hitting that pitch.
Yeah.
And I left it fat. I left it too low, but.
Yeah. And it was still on the like outside corner. Yep. And I just pulled an outside pitch backspun because, you know.
Stop.
I was good once. Anyways, and before I go too, I don't want to. It's kids. It's okay to pull outside pitches.
Okay.
It's actually elite.
Next topic.
It's elite.
Stop.
If you do it the right
Please
way.
Stop.
Anyways, I won't get into that. My pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I was growing up, I broke my elbow 3 different times. I am not a pitcher. I was never a pitcher. You're not a pitcher.
I'm not a pitcher.
The amount
Just
of comments
to clarify,
we got,
I play third base and like, shortstop.
She's an All-American third baseman. I was an outfielder, corner outfielder, because my arm is garbage. But anyways, I broke my elbow 3 times. And yeah, I throw weird, right? But the pitch was
you
not
You throw like
bad.
An iron mic.
I just don't use my elbow very well.
If you know, if you're listening to this, you know what an iron mic is. Yeah. Please say something about it, because kids these days have no idea. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, it wasn't a bad pitch. I threw you a back foot slider, and
yes.
You went freaking.
I got down.
Beltray on me.
Posture over the plate, yeah. Back knee down.
Yes, and everybody's like, "Oh, you threw
legs.
A cookie." It's like,
yeah.
Like okay, maybe I didn't throw it as hard.
True.
But I was trying to get it to break.
Right.
Like I wanted it to break. And it
like
broke.
People don't realize when we're probably how far do you think we are apart in those videos?
We're probably 35 feet.
Yeah. So if you throw it too hard, like there's gonna be no. I mean, there's gonna be some break, but like you're. The velocity is not the hard part to hit with this foam ball.
Yeah.
It's the movement that's the hard part.
I mean,
to
I
hit.
Took a little off. You went full on Adrian Beltre.
Full on yeah.
Back knee, pull side Jimmy
I mean,
Jack.
What else is a girl to do?
And then proceeded to Tim Anderson bat. Throw into your own dugout.
Well, I mean, after all the comments about how girls suck, of course, I had a little bit of anger, a little built up anger in there.
I was
there.
Happy for you. I knew it as soon as it left my hand, which you'll hear in the video. Oh.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, I even gave you like a one of these as if I wasn't in a garage.
Yeah, you did.
You ever notice that?
I did. It's like, I don't
like
know
you
what you're looking
and
for.
I was like, oh.
Play that part right
that
here.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're looking for. There's a ceiling there. No windows.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just letting you have your moment.
Thank you.
Did I sleep on the couch after taking you dead center 750?
We had no couch to sleep on. We're again in my parents' garage apartment, pretty much.
No, we're competitive, but we're not like... You would make me sleep on the couch by beating you on Monopoly before you would by me bat flipping you.
Do we feel like competition in marriage is a good thing?
It's a great
and
thing.
How far is too far?
No, it's a great thing. You have to have it. That is one thing about a lot of comments that I saw that were like, God, I pray for this in my marriage one day. And it's like, yeah, it's good. It keeps, I don't know, it keeps it fun. How far is too far?
Would you say raining money down on the loser of Monopoly is too far? I feel like that's just the right amount.
It depends who the person is. That wasn't too far for me when you rained money over my head after beating me in Monopoly, which, by the way, was your brother's fault that I lost, because I was working that kid, like stealing money from a candy from a baby.
He was like, what's the saying? 10. Stealing candy from a baby. He was like 10 years old. So
yeah, and I was manipulating the heck out
and
of
how old were you?
I don't know. I was probably like 20.
22?
Yeah. Get worked, kid. Anyways, back to the bat flip video. So what happened? Yeah, video goes crazy. People still post it today. I think it's pretty cool. Also kind of annoying because, like, randomly I'll just get all these hate comments 5 years later.
Yep.
But the cool things. Let's talk about the cool things about the video. We got a ton of followers. You already had a ton of followers, but I went
we'll from talk about like, that next.
Yeah. I went from like 7,000 to like 30, which was cool. But the coolest thing was probably being on the Scott Van Pelt show.
That was cool.
We were, what's the segment he does? The most viral thing I saw today or something like that. And then being nominated for an ESPY. That was super cool. The only downfall, it was COVID.
Yeah. Probably the worst year to ever get nominated for an ESPY.
Worst year to be nominated for an ESPY.
We couldn't even go
virtual
to the show.
And had it been regular, we would have met so many cool, famous athletes.
I also think it's hilarious. Like, I don't really feel like our careers were, like, obviously they were cool because we had careers, and most people don't even get the opportunity to have a career, but like
to play like we were
or like collegiate and then professional. I feel like we weren't like the number one baseball softball player, you know what I mean? Like we were there, like we made it, but like we weren't like
not even in the top.
But what's funny is like we're most known not for our professional playing, which is like what we grinded our entire life for.
Yeah.
We're most famous for like messing around in the
for a 15-second
garage slash driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our claim to fame. Bat flip. We're the bat flip people. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I mean, would it be cooler to be known for being like a big leaguer who's actually good?
Like, I don't know. Because the amount of people that my dad's a pilot with Southwest. So he meets a lot of people and he's very conversational when he's at work.
Yeah.
He's told me so many times about people that, like, they've just gotten a conversation with, and my dad will be like, yeah, my daughter played softball. You might know her from the bat flip video. And they're like, oh my gosh, I know that video. I think it's hilarious.
It is cool. No, it is cool. I think, selfishly, I'd just rather be known for being, like,
a legend.
A sick baseball player in the big leagues, but it's all right. We got one of those in the family now. Shout out to Joe and Peyton. Joe Ross, welcome to the family. Can't wait to have you as my brother-in-law. We're going to play a lot of golf, so
really just not looking forward to that, to be honest.
Get ready for that.
Speaking of social media, we have to tell the story about how we met.
Yeah, that should probably be another
episode. That was almost like
episode.
10 years ago.
We'll do that in another episode.
No, because it's perfect. It's social media. That was in my thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we were going to separate episodes. No. Yeah, I'll cut that. No, I don't have to cut it.
It's only been 13 minutes.
Oh, podcast episodes need to be about like 15. We'll keep all this in too. Just raw.
Uncut. No, do not keep this in.
No, I will.
Cut.
You're not supposed to
cut
podcast clips. You just let it roll. That's the beauty of it.
Anyways,
people get to see everything. Okay. Wait, are we done? Are we closing the book on the backflip video? Did we cover everything?
Yeah.
What other questions though?
There's more. That's pretty much it. Garage. You throwing me a cookie. What kind of ball is it?
Mooching off your parents.
Yeah, we don't have any money at all. Literally poor.
No, I wasn't a big leaguer with A's.
No, you weren't.
Riley was way better than me.
I wasn't a pitcher.
I'm not a pitcher.
You're not a pitcher.
Elbow was broken 3 times.
Literally, we were just messing around.
I feel like an idiot.
Just messing around.
That should cover it. So, next time somebody posts that again, because I think it probably will.
It circulates like 2 or 3 times a year.
Cool video.
Yeah.
Don't come after me in the comments. I'm over it, okay?
We're just looking at recent stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we do bat flip each other often still.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't. I just have my second child, so.
Like, at the end of the day, like, dad of two, mother of two. I don't have time to respond to anybody anymore.
No. Over it.
I don't know why I ever cared in the first place, but okay. Yeah, moving on. All right, we're closing the book on the bat flip video. It was cool.
Glad. But we're on the topic of social media, and that is how we met. So we have to get into that a little bit.
Yeah, such a typical post 2015 thing to do.
We're Gen Z, so it's very typical Gen Z. Are we Gen X?
No.
Gen Z. We're Gen Z. We're like millennial. We're like right on the cusp of like somewhat millennial, but also like new age. Like we didn't get an iPhone until high school. We had flip phones for a while. Mm-hmm. We were around when, like, everyone thought that the computers were going to crash in the year 2000. So, like, we've been in
we had, like,
in the millennial era, but
the
not
Razor, like the Motorola Razor.
Yeah.
It's probably the first flip phone for a lot of us. That was pretty cool.
But we met on social media. Mm-hmm. I was hitting the summer going into my sophomore year at A&M.
Yeah, big old Josh Donaldson leg kick.
I was sitting with a guy named Dan Ortmeier, who's my hitting coach that summer. When I was at home, and my mom just randomly took a video of me hitting. And I had changed my swing up a little bit. He was helping me work on my leg kick. I had a really big leg kick my freshman year.
Horrible idea. No, it looks sick.
But he was just helping me kind of clean it up over the summer. I posted it, and I really wasn't super active on social media. I mean, I posted here and there, but like this is sort of kind of when Instagram was still like just starting. Like this is like year three of Instagram being around.
Yeah, I feel like this was the video that started your like, oh wow, like I should post more softball hitting stuff.
Yeah. Or just like, we'll talk about this in a different episode, but my major was geophysics getting into college.
You smart.
Sometimes.
She likes rocks.
And after not the bat flip, after my video went viral, I changed majors. Like,
yeah. I
completely.
Thought, I like weirdly thought early on when we were dating that like I was somewhat responsible for you deciding to go from geophysics into kinesiology. And I was like, what am I doing to this girl? Because she's way too smart for that. Right. But kinesiology is an incredible major. There's so many genius people who.
Well, people weren't really making, people were just starting to make money on social media.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that some other time. Anyways, I posted the video. It goes semi-viral, like viral as something can go for the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had all these crazy famous people, baseball players commenting on it.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson.
You might have seen it. If you're listening, you might have seen it. There was a hitting coach that did a split screen of my swing and Josh Donaldson's. And I was trying to make my swing look like his, so they looked very similar.
As you should. His swing was sick.
His swing was sick.
Yeah.
But I posted it, and I had all these people commenting on it, and I saw an old friend of mine from high school tag you in it. Mm-hmm. And I recognized, I'm not here to, like, toot my own horn, but there were a ton of comments. And so the only real reason that I even, like, saw his comments was because I knew him.
Shout out to Dylan Schneider.
Shout out, Dylan.
Yeah.
And so I went and looked on your profile, and lo and behold, there's a picture of Jenny Finch on your profile.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Jenny Finch is, please climb out from under the rock that you were under and look it up on Google, because she's probably one of the most famous softball players to ever exist.
She was I'm not going to say this so that Jenny Finch is an absolute baller, stud, incredible.
Also a bombshell.
But that's what I was going to say. She was like the first just softball crush for a lot of guys, especially my age, even a few older than me. But like, I was flying back from summer ball in Massachusetts, and Jenny Finch was on my flight, and I didn't know she was on my flight, but we got to the baggage claim and she was there, and I was like, oh my God, that's Jenny Finch. I love Jenny Finch.
Yeah, me too.
I
love you.
Yeah. You're the best, Jenny. I got a picture with her. And thank goodness I did. Cause Jenny Finch is now responsible. It's so funny. My childhood softball crush is now responsible for why I'm married to my adulthood softball crush.
But can we talk about what transpired after I followed you?
Yeah, let's do that.
So if you know anything about Instagram and this time of social media, if you saw somebody you thought was attractive, you would follow them. If they thought you were attractive, they would follow you back. Yeah. After that moment, there was a like tag that would happen. So you'd go back and like a picture from a little bit longer than necessary. And so we started playing like tag, me and you.
And
it's like, I would like your picture from 3 years ago. You would like my picture.
You'd see like who's going deeper in the archives.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I knew you played baseball at UTA, cause that's what it was in your profile. Welcome Mavs.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who I played with in high school that went to UTA and played softball there. So I texted her and I was like, hey, tell me about this Noah guy. And she was like, honestly, he doesn't really do a whole lot. He kind of just hangs out with his buddies.
Not even. I mean, I was in my sit in my room and like learn how to play guitar era my freshman year. I was not
kind of a loner.
Very personable. Yeah, I was.
Doesn't really do a whole lot. And I was like, honestly, perfect. So I tell her to tell him to message me. Cause like, I'm not going to message you first, right? Like I'm verging on fame.
Yeah, totally not going to message me
I'm
first.
I'm not going to message you first. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't message me. He didn't message me. And like, remind you again, I'm not here to toot my own horn, but I had some famous people in my DMs, like trying to like get my number and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, who's this idiot who isn't messaging me?
Was I dumb though?
I don't know. You say it was intentional. Tell your side.
1,000%.
The floor is yours.
Yeah, it's called playing hard to get. Everybody knows this. And yeah, you were way out of my league. Still are. And true. I was like, you know what? Let me give it a couple days. Just keep you hanging in there. And then she DM'd me. Slid in my DMs.
What'd I say? You don't even remember what I said?
You said hi with a blushing smiley face. And I said, hey, what's up or something. And then I asked you, what are you up to? You said, watching the Olympics with mi familia. I was like, she's already texting me
speaking
in Spanish.
A different language. Yeah.
And it's funny now because you do that stuff all the time. But yeah, so I mean, gosh, one of my favorite stories to hear and tell, just that the Riley Sarton slid into my DMs. And now we have two beautiful children, our own business, this podcast.
That hopefully y'all are enjoying at this moment.
My great-great-grandma's kitchen table.
This beautiful table that I refinished.
Yeah, it's just cool. Now, I honestly don't know why I didn't respond. Knowing me, I was probably like...
Busy.
No, I was probably like, yeah, just... I don't know. I don't know how active I was on social media at that time. Like at that very
active
specific...
Active enough to like my pictures.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I was, if I was playing tag with you, then yeah, I was active enough. I don't know. You probably like sent me a message like right before I was going to practice or something. And then the day got away from me and...
Likely story.
I was probably tired, went home, slept.
Your fingers just really exhausted
next
for
morning,
practice.
I get up, go to morning weights. I go to class. I don't touch my phone because I'm just in grind mode.
Definitely.
Next thing I know, it's 8 p.m. the next night. And I'm like, oh, crap. I still have not messaged that girl back.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Mm-hmm. You know? I still have like 10
others. You messaged me back, kind of quit. That one. Literally leave.
No, I messaged you back immediately. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're supposed to message me first.
I don't know that I was in... No, honestly, what it comes down to is I was probably just scared. Like, I don't know...
Scared?
Yeah, I just don't know that... I think
like DM?
No, I wasn't scared, but I don't know. Like, I had just... Do you want me to tell my entire...
No, you don't have to. Save it for next time.
No, well, we're talking about it. I don't know. I was probably, what, like 6 months before that? No. When was this?
This was summer sophomore 2016.
Year. Yeah. Okay.
Summer going into sophomore year.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
August.
So okay. So yeah. So I had just gotten back from summer ball. Just got dumped a year prior to that, or like 8 months prior to that. And so I think that entire summer for me was just like, hey, baseball. Let's go.
That's a long time though.
No, I know. I was over it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like I had shifted my brain to like just like, hey, I'm about to be, I had a decent freshman year. I need to go have a good summer. I did not have a good summer. And so like I was just in baseball mode.
Yeah.
And I think I was in no distractions mode. And for me, anything that was not baseball was a distraction at that time.
A huge distraction.
Yeah. Well, that was what I thought about all girls at the time. And then come to find out, like, you're the best thing that ever happened to me in my baseball swing, for sure. So, yeah.
Anyways, so you messaged me. We messaged back and forth for, like, I don't know, a couple of days. And then, little unknown fact, I had ferrets at this time.
Are we telling our entire, like, dating story?
Well, this is how we met.
Yeah, okay.
So we were, like, playing phone... Okay. We're not playing phone tag at this point. We're actually messaging back and forth. We're probably texting at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm already in College Station for school.
Gig 'em.
And you are back in Arlington. So I live in Fort Worth. My parents live in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. They lived in Fort Worth this time. We still do. We live in Fort Worth now. But we weren't in the same city. So we were just texting. It was just a texting situation. I had two ferrets. And I get to College Station to go to school, and one of my ferrets dies. It's like tragic.
Cash.
My ferrets' names were Johnny and Cash, if you were wondering. And Cash died.
Shout out to Cash, though. We needed
his sacrifice.
Yeah.
So he died. I took him to the vet there. They confirmed his death. They did a ferret autopsy.
He got smeeched.
He got smeeched. I got my ferrets from Petco, okay? And I'd only had them for like a week. Okay, I still love them, but I only had them for a week. They're expensive. Well, I thought they were expensive. They're like $200 a pop per ferret.
It's expensive for a college kid.
Right.
Who probably doesn't need ferrets.
Probably doesn't need ferrets. So I am like, okay, Petco, I've only had these ferrets for a week. But I bought the ferrets in Fort Worth. And apparently, this is all news to me. Every Petco has their own inventory, and so they can't, like, return. Like, you can't go to the Petco in College Station and get a new ferret because, like, that inventory doesn't line up with the Fort Worth Petco.
It's just so weird.
Way more information than I ever wanted about ferret inventory.
Yeah, ferret inventory.
But that meant I had to go back to Fort Worth to get my next ferret. Ferrets are not supposed to live on their own.
Mm.
They're pack animals. So I was supposed to get, they say three is the good number to have. I had two. One died, so I only had one. So I got another one at the Petco in Fort Worth, but that meant that I had to go back before school started. And Rats. When I got there, everyone's already at school. All my friends from high school are already back at school. Like, it's just me and my parents and my little brother.
Mm.
And then I remember that you are just down the road, like 30 minutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet up, and the rest is history.
We meet up.
We meet up.
Yeah, we did. You came over. We had a friend meetup. It was me and Funk Daddy, you and Sam. We're not doing the one-on-one meetup.
That's way too serious.
Yeah, and then we just like, it was cool. And pretty much
after... You met my parents like the next day.
Well, I was just about to say, pretty much after that night, I was like, I'm going to marry this girl. Like, dead serious. I was just like, wow. Plus, in the back of my mind, I was like, she freaking has a Josh Donaldson swing, so
yeah.
I'm going to marry her so she can teach me.
Marriage always like works that. When it's based on your athletic abilities, right?
Yeah.
Clearly.
The rest is history. Now we're almost 10 years in.
Yeah. We met in 2016, so literally almost 10 years.
Wow. Go us. So that's our story. That's probably good for our first episode.
Technically it's our second.
Oh, okay. So we are doing two episodes.
No, we just have tried this podcast like three times before, and we just haven't been able to be consistent.
Well, so. I think what we decided was, at least me, I don't want to sit and just talk about baseball.
Okay.
You know? And so we are going to obviously talk about that aspect of our lives a lot and probably give a lot of advice and feedback and all these things, but we're just going to talk about our lives with the foundation of baseball and softball. And hopefully you like that. And if you do, keep tuning in. We'll keep trying to, I'm not going to promise one a week. I'm not going to promise anything because I don't know.
Because again, it is 2 a.m.
Yeah, we have kids.
And I'm tired.
But we are going to try to make this a thing in 2025. So that's episode one. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Noah.
And I'm Riley.
And we'll see you next time. See you next time. I'm signing off. What should I do?
I don't know. All
right. Well, bye.
Bye.
Are we walking? With each other.